Good morning, everyone. This is Graham. We're reading today from Genesis chapter 4, verses 10 to 26. The Lord said, "What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Now you are under a curse and driven from the ground, which opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you work the ground, it will no longer yield its crops for you. You will be a restless wanderer on the earth." Cain said to the Lord, "My punishment is more than I can bear. Today you are driving me from the ground, and I will be hidden from your presence. I will be a restless wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me." But the Lord said to him, "Not so. Anyone who kills Cain will suffer vengeance seven times over." Then the Lord put a mark on Cain so that no one who found him would kill him. So Cain went out from the Lord's presence and lived in the land of Nod, east of Eden. Cain made love to his wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Enoch. Cain was then building a city, and he named it after his son Enoch. To Enoch was born Irad, and Irad was the father of Mehujael, and Mehujael was the father of Methushael, and Methushael was the father of Lamech. Lamech married two women, one named Adah and the other Zillah. Adah gave birth to Jabal. He was the father of those who live in tents and raise livestock. His brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all who play stringed instruments and pipes. Zillah also had a son, Tubal-Cain, who forged all kinds of tools out of bronze and iron. Tubal-Cain's sister was Naamah. Lamech said to his wives, Adah and Zillah, "Listen to me. Wives of Lamech, hear my words. I have killed a man for wounding me, a young man for injuring me. If Cain is avenged seven times, then Lamech 77 times." Adam made love to his wife again, and she gave birth to a son and named him Seth, saying, "God has granted me another child in place of Abel, since Cain killed him." Seth also had a son, and he named him Enosh. At that time, people began to call on the name of the Lord. So Adam and Eve have been banished from the Garden of Eden. They've been driven out from God's presence to work the ground, which is under a curse due to their rebellion in disobedience. And we read with Chris yesterday that they have two sons born to them, Cain first and then Abel. Abel was a shepherd, Cain was a farmer. Both of them offer a sacrifice to the Lord, but the Lord looks with favour on Abel's offering. And not on Cain's. And in his anger, Cain kills his brother. And the Lord puts a curse on Cain, and he's driven from the ground to become a restless wanderer. No rest and no home. He's hidden from God's presence. But in his mercy, the Lord puts a mark of protection on him. Cain's wife, who is presumably technically also his sister, gives birth to Enoch and his descendants, and we have the rise of the beginnings of what we might call culture, cities and musicians and metal workers. I mean, it's a fascinating passage. And in verse 25, Adam and Eve have another son, and literally call his name Seth. Seth has a son, calls his name Enosh, and then people begin to call another name, a wonderful and a glorious name, the name of the Lord. And this chapter shows us that as humanity spreads across the world, so also does sin and anger and violence. And the only remedy for that is to call on the name of the Lord, to cry out to him for salvation. As the prophet Joel says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And so God has graciously made himself available to us. He hears us when we cry out to him. He listens with compassion to our cries. Now in Hebrews 12, verse 24, the writer refers to Jesus, whose name of course means salvation. He refers to Jesus as the mediator of a new covenant, whose blood speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Now, if you've read that in Hebrews and wondered what it means, it points back to our reading this morning, Genesis chapter 4, verse 10, where God says to Cain, "Your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground." What does it cry out? That the blood of Abel cries out for justice and vengeance. The blood of Jesus cries out from the cross. What does it cry? It cries forgiveness and reconciliation and restoration and blessing instead of curse. The passage reminds us of how widespread sin is. It reminds us that sin affects everyone everywhere. It reminds us also that humanity has no effective answer to that. And so we need to call on the name of the Lord, remembering that the blood of Jesus cries out on our behalf. Lord God, we thank you that even in these very early chapters of the Bible, we see so clearly your grace and your mercy. And Lord, we cry out to you for ourselves. We cry out to you on behalf of those we love. Lord, we are powerless to save ourselves. There's nothing we can do to lift ourselves or others out of the mess that is humanity. And so, Lord, we call on your name. Save us, Lord. Save those we know and love. Lord, thank you for the blood of Jesus shed on our behalf. Thank you that the curse has been taken away and been replaced with blessing. Amen.